Bonjour tout le monde. Minasan, konbanwa. Welcome to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. I'm Moz Taylor. This week, show number 975. And if you can't stay for the whole program, or you want to hear it again, you'll find links to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the program's website, jazzboulevard.ca. And you can become a free subscriber to our Mixcloud channel and replay all the most recent shows. And if you'd like to help support the musicians you hear on the program and Jazz Boulevard's production while enjoying some premium benefits, consider becoming a select subscriber on Mixcloud. Costs less than a coffee, and you'll be supporting the music you love. A lot of great music to get to on the show this week. And as usual, a lot of new recordings have dropped that we'll be taking a listen to. And that'll include latest from trumpet player Malcolm Stratton out of the Scottish jazz scene, Philly trombonist and singer Haley Brunel. Also, we'll sample a little more from the latest big band project from drummer Steve Fiddick. So I hope you can stay for the whole show. To get it started, let's turn on the Wayback Machine, check out some older sides from the 50s and 60s. We'll get it started with music from West Side Story, from someone who grew up here in the Little Burgundy neighborhood of Montreal, near Lionel Groulx Metro, if you're familiar with the subway system here. This is Oscar Peterson Trio and Maria. listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Well, our opening set, a look at a number of older tracks, wrapped up with a recording from April the 12th, 1954, Vibes player Lionel Hampton, off of a compilation that Compact Jazz put out, the Lionel Hampton Collection. We heard That Old Black Magic with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, and Buddy Rich on drums. Ella Fitzgerald before that, working with pianist Paul Smith, Black Coffee, a recording from April 14th, 1960. And I took that off of the big multi-disc set that came out in 2013 from Verve, Ella Fitzgerald, The Voice of Jazz. Saxophonist Art Pepper before that, working with pianist Red Garland, bassist Paul Chambers, and drummer Philly Joe Jones, 1957 recording of The Man I Love off the album Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. And the set started sort of the way it ended, with the Oscar Peterson Trio, Ray Brown on bass and Ed Thigpen on drums. From West Side Story, we heard Maria. Coming up now, we're going to get to a set of all new releases that have dropped in 2023. And we'll start it with a group called The Heavy Hitters from their self-titled album. This is Chainsaw.